Manu Patra alert dated the 17th of April 2020. Bombay High Court has sought a reply from all district collectors within its jurisdiction on whether any efforts have been taken by the local administration to have facility of psychological counselling of stranded migrants in order to ensure that they are not driven to any extreme steps or do not suffer psychological trauma. Kerala High Court has passed a general order directing the release of all vehicles seized by police for alleged violations of lockdown guidelines on the vehicle owner executing a personal bond and on depositing copies of the license, RC book and insurance certificate before the concerned station house officer. Jharkhand High Court has allowed bail to a former member of parliament and five others on the condition that they shall deposit an amount of 35,000 rupees each in Prime Minister Citizens Assistance and Relief in Emergency Situations, PM CARES, and show proof of payment before the court. Reserve Bank of India has announced that the moratorium permitted by it on the 27th of March 2020 due to COVID-19 situation can be excluded from the 90-day period for non-performing assets, NPA, classification of accounts which were standard as on the 1st of March, 2020. Delhi High Court has refused to grant an urgent hearing to a public interest litigation seeking a waiver of school fees for the COVID-19 lockdown period. Bombay High Court has extended all interim orders passed by it or courts subordinate to it till the 15th of June, 2020 due to the extension of nationwide lockdown till the 3rd of May, 2020. Bombay High Court has nominated several judges at the principal bench, Nagpur bench and Aurangabad bench to conduct hearings through video conferencing with the Zoom app until the 5th of May, 2020. Bombay High Court has taken SUO Motu cognizance of a news report published by the Lokmat News Network on the 15th of April, 2020 pertaining to the alleged callousness, negligence and lack of sensitivity by the employees of the Forest Department while capturing a leopard at Village Thargaon in Aurangabad district, resulting in the leopard's death. Madras High Court has sought the response of the centre and Tamil Nadu government in petition filed to stop the communalisation of COVID-19 spread in the wake of Tablighi Jamaat incident. Punjab and Haryana High Court has granted 3 months interim bail to a woman prisoner, arrested under the Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act, 1985 to look after her newborn child delivered while in custody. Karnataka High Court has resolved that there shall be no summer vacation to High Court and all other district courts and trial courts. Guwahati High Court has decided to hear only urgent matters through video conferencing via video app until the 3rd of May, 2020. Meghala High Court has taken serious note of the obstruction caused to the funeral of a senior doctor who died due to COVID-19. The court observed that this incident, which happened on the 15th of April, 2020, shocked the conscience of every right-thinking individual. National Consumer Disputes Redress Sal Commission, NCDRC, has decided to remain closed until the 4th of May, 2020 in light of the extension of the national lockdown. Ministry of Civil Aviation has directed the airlines to give full refund to the customers seeking cancellation of the flight tickets booked, both domestic and international, during the lockdown period. Ministry of Home Affairs has warned that Zoom is not a safe platform, stating that cyber attacks were on the rise ever since people took to working from home due to lockdown. The ministry has said users should enable disable certain settings to prevent an authorized participant from carrying out malicious activity on terminals of others participating in the conference. Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has relaxed compliance requirements for brokers by giving time until the 31st of May, 2020 for submitting reports on client funding, artificial intelligence and machine learning applications and extending the due date for submission of the report on risk-based supervision and compliance certificate for margin trading to the 30th of June, 2020.